So, Alan, we seem to be in a peculiar situation insofar as we are after getting a revision of rates from the Valuation Office in Dublin. So we actually are still waiting on the rate cert itself. We have spoken to lots of businesses around the area, and most businesses we have spoken to have gone up 20 to 30% with the rate cert. Now, with our revision of rates, we have gone up a staggering 333%.
333%.
Yes, and we actually went down to reval yesterday, myself and my mother, Michelle, down to the West County. We spoke to them, and the answer we have got back is we can appeal it. I believe the tribunal appeals take 24 months. And ours are actually applicable from the 1st of January 2023.
So does that mean you have to pay by then and you have to wait until 2 years' time to see if you can get that back?
We have to pay the increase of 333% from the 1st of January 2023. We have to engage in the appeal process, and it can take anything between 18 months and 24 months to get back finance, or maybe the door will be closed on you once again. When we got this revision of rates out in May, we engaged with them in Dublin. We looked for somebody to come to our premises and speak to us. Nobody has called. We have looked for somebody from Clare County Council to come to our premises and speak to us. Nobody has called. Nobody will engage with us. And to be quite honest with you, Alan, I got very emotional about this yesterday. I feel they are closing businesses down, and we cannot pay this 330% increase. If our rates were €5,000 with Clare County Council, I would be happy to pay €5,000. Our rates prior to this were a far, far, far lot more than €5,000.
And so obviously, Aoife, you know, they would say they're not closing businesses down. And as they say, the council in their statement, over 4/5, 80% of commercial rate customers in this county pay less than €5,000. But clearly, your situation is very different. And I can only imagine your reaction when you saw that increase, 333%. You say you were emotional. You must have been...
Well, Alan, to be honest, we genuinely thought there was a mistake, and we have queried this. We have asked, what are ye comparing us to? What is the comparable building you are comparing us to? We have been told it's a car showroom. We have asked, where is the car showroom? Is it in Clare? Is it in Dublin? Where is the car showroom? Nobody will give us an answer.
Okay, which clearly you are extremely frustrated.
It is, because businesses have enough to be coping with and dealing with at the moment without this nonsense, and that's exactly what it is. If somebody is in an office and they're making these decisions, they need to engage with the business.
To see what you would view as the reality of the situation.
Absolutely.
So what does this mean for Madden Furniture going forward? I mean, can, you know, look, if the appeal is successful within whatever it is, 18 or 24 months, you'd hope you'll get back a significant amount of money, but can you afford to pay that 333% increase now?
No, we can't, Alan. It's as simple as that. We cannot afford to pay the 333% increase. We want somebody from Clare County Council to engage with us. We would also like somebody from the Valuation Office to engage with us. We have engaged with our, obviously, a company to try and help us along with this process. And they have made numerous phone calls and emails with the various bodies, and also are frustrated with not getting the answers or any answer. It's banging on doors. It's very, very frustrating.
And as people will have heard in our news bulletins, the former Mayor of Venice, Councillor Johnny Flynn, is urging businesses to appeal the revaluation of the commercial property, which you're doing. But it sounds like it's a quite a lengthy time period and quite an arduous process that you're going to have to go through.
Absolutely. And Alan, on the other side of it, and I've always queried this, what are businesses getting for their rates? What are we getting? You know, what are we getting for our rates, the parking in Ennis? You know, there's lots of other issues outside of the cost of rates and doing business within the town. And we feel, you know, a jewellery shop, which might have the same turnover as the likes of a furniture shop, obviously have a smaller square footage. So we're being penalised because of the goods that we're actually selling.
Because
we,
you need more space. Room to, absolutely. To sell what you sell.
You know, we need space. We sell bulky goods, you know.
Have you been talking to other business owners in the local business community? Are there others who have received a similarly large rates increase to yourself, or, you know, what's the general consensus?
Most businesses I have spoken to in the last week, their rates have gone up 30%. I haven't heard of any other business who have got this revision of rates like ourselves. I would gladly welcome any phone calls from anyone who may have are in the exact same situation as us with this revision of rates. We can only guess that this is coming from the CPO, which was put in our business by Clare County Council to build the inner relief road. So we had to knock part of our building and we built it back. But the square footage has only changed marginally. So we still cannot figure out how this has come about.
You're looking for engagement from Breval and the local authority. I mean, if something can't happen in the short to medium term, what does that mean for your business? If you can't pay, you say you can't pay the 333%
increase. I genuinely don't know, Alan. You know, we celebrated 45 years in business last month. I genuinely don't know. Because obviously 333%, it's absolute madness. It's crazy. And we have engaged with our TDs on this as well, and they also are at a loss for words where this has come about.
It must be a very scary situation and a scary time, not just for you, but for your employees as well, because we all know, and we documented it well on this show, thorough coverage of the rising cost of living, rising energy prices, fuel prices. People have a lot. Everyone has a lot to deal with in their own individual household. And now, you know, there's this question, huge question mark hanging over your business. I'm sure it's not just you, but your employees are extremely worried about the situation.
Look, I suppose every day you wake up and when you're in business, there's challenges. And, you know, we have gone through lots and lots and lots of challenges, believe me, over the last how long we've been in business. You just roll with it, you get on with it, and you're just back to the fight again. So this, we're back to a fight now with this tribunal and trying to engage with Clare County Council and hope that somebody will actually speak to us and hoping that, you know, something can be done about this, because other than that, I it's very, very difficult to know. I know if a customer comes in to me and they buy a suite of furniture, they know exactly what they are getting for their money. And they will have no hidden costs. We have no idea how they have got this figure, where this figure has been plucked out of, and nobody is there to explain it to us, and we are their customer.
Do you feel, you know, you're on talking this morning, and we appreciate that, because it must be difficult to talk about what is an extremely pressurised situation, Aoife, but do you feel there are businesses out there in Clare who may not be aware of this situation and, you know, they need to be fully clued in?
Absolutely. I genuinely think that any businesses who have got their tax certs over the last week or few months, that they should go down to the West County today and at least engage in the process and understand what you are paying, or is there an increase, or please God, a decrease, which I would find, I would love to hear anybody who's got a decrease too, because I find that very hard to believe from anyone I've spoken to. They're in the Falls Hotel tomorrow, they're in Killaloe on Thursday, and they are in Shannon, I believe, on Friday. I also feel that the local councillors need to actually know what is going on the ground. It's very easy to pluck figures and say this, that and the other, but the reality really seems to be a long way from what Clare County Council have said this morning in the report on the news.
Do you think these rate increases, Aoife, could lead to businesses having no choice but to close their doors?
Absolutely, Alan. Like, you know,
simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, where does the money come from, you know? Has to stop somewhere. Are we paying for Money Point and Rush closing? They were a huge rates payer in the county, you know. I believe that there's a building right across the road from us. They don't have to pay a penny in rates because they're HSE. You know, where there's nothing seems to be fair anymore when it comes to business and equal.